gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it. What's it going to take to actually get a special counsel?
It will take a factual basis that meets the standards of the appointment of a special counsel.
And is that, well, we know one fact. We know the Clinton campaign, the Democrat National Committee paid for, through the law firm, paid for the dossier. We know that happened. And it sure looks like the FBI was paying the author of that document. Doesn't that warrant naming a second special counsel, as 20 members of this committee wrote you 3.5 months ago asking you to do?
Clinton calls any investigation of her a tyrannical third world dictator-like move. But I say this. The American people's rights to know if our justice system is corrupt overrides that. These people have obviously now been plotting to overthrow this president and the election itself with the phony Russian dossier before the election. And this dossier was illegally paid for by Hillary and her DNC, and I say her DNC is because she bought it. And then proceeded to screw Bernie out of the election. And that's according to Donna Brazile, the then head of the DNC after Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This, plus the Uranium One investigation that's selling 20% of our uranium in exchange for $145 million to the Clinton Foundation and $500,000 for a bill to give a speech in Moscow. This quid pro quo is easily proven. It came from officers of the company, of the uranium company. And the timing of it was such that it's obviously a quid pro quo. These are serious crimes that have been committed. And that is a felony in and of itself. I think there ought to be an investigation. And the crimes they could come up with could lead to thousands of years in jail for the people guilty of them. And treason, unless last time I looked, it was a death sentence possibility. I know that's not going to happen, but still, the American people need to know if we really have a justice system here in this country that's fair and equitable. And if you want to read my latest column, go on DaveWeinbaum.com, and you'll find a column named Killing Justice. One last thing about this Russian dossier. This was bought and paid for by Hillary and the DNC and taken to a FISA court, which is a secret court. And this lying piece of information, well, let's call it a poison tree, was the basis for assigning Mueller. as a special prosecutor. This is no more of an attempt to overthrow our government by the FBI. And by the way, the FBI paid this guy who they hired to do this, Christopher Steele, an English spy. The FBI paid $50,000 to the guy. You know, the other areas they could easily find for a second prosecutor? The Obama attempt to overthrow the Israeli government using our tax dollars. You talk about collusion. You talk about overthrowing a government. Well, they're getting used to that by now. Russia's so evil for trying to collude with our government and try to overthrow our election. Why would Obama do that with Israel and also with France? And then they ought to really explore the money transfers in the Iran deal. Now, this could go not just for Bill and Hillary, but we're talking about Susan Rice, both Intel directors. One is, I got to think of their names, Clapper. And the other one is, I can't remember his name. No big deal. But these guys are in the tank, too. And then you got the thing situation where the Iranium One situation was being investigated by who? Mueller. And by Comey. And by McCabe. And by Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller as the special prosecutor. You know, if I wasn't that cynical, I might just say that I wonder if those guys, including Obama, who knew about this, who had to be briefed on it, didn't get a lot of money themselves. I think this whole Russian thing about Trump is a cover-up for their crimes, and it demands that we can find out via a special prosecutor, not from the FBI, outside of the realm of the Department of Justice. Because they have been corrupted, and it's pretty darn obvious. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. My name is Dave Weinbaum. I'm here with radio legend Lee Burr. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Good to see you.
Good to be back. Uh-huh. I was in Florida for the week.
Yep.
And I am sleep-deprived. As I got in at 9:30 last night, I got up at 3 in the morning yesterday, or no, 4 in the morning yesterday, finished my column, and then went to some McDonald's meetings in Florida, and got on a plane at about, 1:20, got back home at 9:30 last night, and then I got up at 3 in the morning today and just worked my butt off to get ready for the show. So, you know, I'll be okay, but I'm feeling good right now, actually. I'm juiced. You know, that is better than coffee. When you feel good and you're juiced up, you know, better than booze, actually. So right now I'm going to do a commercial while I'm up, All right, because you never know when I'm going to pass out. Hey, Kent Jewelry, there's a news flash out. You probably might know about this, but Kent Jewelry is not closing, but Kent himself is retiring. Why? Because he's old? Well, all right. Well, old is an opinion, but if he says he's old, he's old. But the tradition at Kent Jewelry's high level of trust, community, quality will continue with a new owner. So what does that mean to you? A huge sale to show Kent's gratitude to you. 60% off. And for the listeners of the Dave Weinbaum Show, an additional 15% off just today. And I think you said tomorrow. I'm not sure about tomorrow. And tomorrow, yeah, and tomorrow. Hey, the best selection is now. So you got to get in there today and tomorrow, all right? But the sale is going to last until after the new year. They need to clear out all the inventory for the new owners. So, you know, he can bring his own in. Hey, 907 Pine Street, downtown Rolla. Get the best stuff at Kent at Kent's retirement sale. All right. We have somebody on the phone. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Lieber will be at your house to read the Constitution to you this morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dan from Doolittle.
Hi, Dan. What's up?
Well, you said we could call in for whatever we want. I've got a question for you about doing business.
Okay.
And you've been in business for quite a while. Have you ever done business someplace where they charged you as a line item for the actual receipt?
Not that I know of.
What would you think about an outfit that would do?
I don't know. Where are you going with this? Come on, I got a show to do.
Well, they called it a documentation fee, and I had the audacity to ask them where my document was. I didn't get it.
Okay. Where was
and
this
they
at?
They said, I don't think I ought to tell you online.
All right, well, call me later. You know my number.
I don't know your personal number.
573-578-2700. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. All right. Do I have a document fee at McDonald's? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is either. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, come on. Let's keep it to this show. If you got a complaint about my business or anything about it, call me at 573-578-2700, okay? Be happy to talk to you. But not on the show about that, okay?
Let's keep it political.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So got this McDonald's meeting. I'm in Florida. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. You know, I'll interrupt almost any screed in order to talk to the listeners. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Adolf. We're in Pulaski County.
Hey, Adolf. What's up, baby?
Hey, you know, you're about as lucky as Will Rogers. You know that?
Why is that?
Well, he once said
that he got killed in a plane crash at a young age. What are you talking about, lucky? That's lucky?
Yeah, well, he had Congress to write his material for him. You got all these politicians giving you new material every day.
And you know what? It's the truth. I mean, a lot of my writing is about that, especially the columns, but there's also a lot of quotes that, you know, I grew up thinking everybody who was a politician was 10 times smarter than me, that lawyers were smarter than me, and judges were smarter than me, and it's probably true to a certain extent. But I'm not as stupid as I thought I was. You know, I mean, I've learned over the years that some of these guys may have a particular skill in one area, but when it comes to other things, they're either corrupt or they lie a lot or they look at the Clintons. They're both lawyers. They're both real smart people. And so why do they have to lie all the time? And they're proven lies. It's no guessing, is there?
There's no guessing. Well, I just wanted to let you know you keep it up.
Oh, I will. You keep listening, and I'll keep it up, baby.
There you go.
Thanks, Adolf. I appreciate that. I think he's the head of the Republican Party in Pulaski County.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hey, if you want to call the show, it's going to be a hot one, call 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
All right, so let's get to another thing here because I got tons of stuff here. I did the McDonald's trip, and... I played the sister course to the stadium course there, Dyes Valley. And this is the Sawgrass compound there. Three other McDonald's operators from Tennessee, we all got together as a foursome. And they were better than I am, and they were younger. And I played from the same tees, and I have excuses. Mm-hmm. The wind was blowing like St. Andrews. I mean, the balls were moving on the green. That's how bad it was. And a lot of water, a lot of sand. And finally, after 16 holes, I parred a par 5 17th hole, my first par of the day. And none of them did. I beat them all on one hole. And they all looked at me, and I raised my arms, and I said, I am Spartacus. You shall worship me until the next hole. All right, anyways, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Heather, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Jeff in Rolla. And
hi, Jeff.
I have a comment or two about the illustrious Al Franken. Al Franken, he really wasn't much as comedians go. He's just not very funny.
Right. I would agree with that.
He has since proved that he's not much as far as senators go. He's kind of a socialist, communist moron. And now he's in the process of proving that he's not much of a ladies' man either. Apparently the women don't much care for him.
Well, the woman he attacked was married to a serviceman.
My suggestion to Al is, you know, you're a three-time loser. You're pretty much a failure. Why don't you just check out of the human race and leave the rest of us alone?
Well, at least the Senate, anyways. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Got another caller here. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm not going to tell you my name.
Okay.
But I'm calling from Rolla, and I am ashamed of you because you treated that first caller abominably. You were so rude to him. He was calling about a genuine concern about a business charging him.
Well, fine.
In town, not your
business. Here's my suggestion to you.
In town.
Get your own radio show, and you can run it your way, okay?
Okay.
I have to. This is a political talk show.
You wanted to talk about your golf game in Florida.
That's my show. It's my show. Exactly.
Okay. Well,
go get your own radio show and go on the air.
Well,
see how you do.
That's it.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm supposed to stick with this guy all day to talk about a receipt. Go get your own radio show. See how you do for 9 years. You wouldn't last a day. All right. If you want to call the show and berate me, call 573-364-0800. Or...
R-K-T-T-R.
And now on that sour note, we're going to take our first break, okay? All right. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
I want to talk to you about Daniel's climate control storage. Temperatures are kept from 60 to 80 with 55% humidity. If you ever watch Storage Wars, you know how your stuff can get smelly and ruined. Daniel's storage has secure gates and keypad access and security cameras. Call Investment Realty at 573-364-4050. I keep my stuff at Daniel's. How about you?
Has your rock rolled away? Does your driveway have more cracks than the Grand Canyon? Does your entryway require a four-wheel drive? Well, if it's time you need new pavement, new concrete, or just more gravel poured for your driveway, road, or construction project, call the guys at Melrose Asphalt today at 364-9101. Let them rock and roll your world today. Melrose Asphalt, 364-9101.
The Acar Real Estate sign in the yard is your first step to sold. Whether buying or selling, put the best team of realtors to work for you. Acar Real Estate is the top-selling real estate agency in four counties. They work diligently to make your real estate transactions happen. Independently owned and operated for over 12 years by Delek Acar, broker owner. When you want results that move you, call the professionals at Acar Real Estate at 368-SELL. That's Acar Real Estate at 368-7355.
Sales results obtained from Maris Incorporated.
GM Certified Service. What does that mean? It means when you schedule an appointment, your vehicle will be repaired or serviced right the first time. It means no matter the make or model, foreign or domestic, you will have someone expertly trained to make sure your vehicle is in top running order. It also means you get the little things like a drive-through service lane to keep you out of the elements, free coffee and Wi-Fi while you wait, and Saturday service too. Find new roads to see service manager Jerry Nemi and his expert certified crew of technicians and advisors at Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla.
At Gar Truck and Equipment, they understand that keeping your truck rolling down the road is how you make your money. And if parts stores are closed after 5, well, there's no way to repair and be ready for the morning. That is why they are there for you and open until midnight Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 4 on Saturdays. As an authorized Cummins and International dealer, they can fix any make, any model, anytime. Check them out at GarTruck.com. Gar Truck and Equipment.
Are you going crazy arranging trips online, looking for the perfect romantic or family getaway? How about an anniversary, getting married, engaged, or just seeking some fun? Clueless about passports and visas? Trips and More is a place to go. Get personal service with no extra fees for the lowest price adventures. Trips and More Travel Agency, 8th and Pine in Rolla, 573-341-3300, where your vacation is our business.
Hi, this is Sarah Weinbaum, massage therapist at Lavish Day Spa, formerly known as Terra Day Spa. Come visit me at our all-new location on North Bishop next to Steak and Shake. Come take your stress and worries away with our full-service salon and day spa, featuring discounts on Dermalogica and other skincare items offered with a purchase of a facial. New location, same number, 364-0905. Come sail away at Lavish Day Spa in Rolla.
Sail away. Whether you're the casual collector or a solid investor, come see Ken's Coins in Owensville, and they will treat you right. At Ken's Coins, they buy and sell collector coins, gold and silver coins, bullion and scrap gold and silver. Looking for that perfect piece of jewelry for that special someone? Ken's Coins also sells gold and silver jewelry for any occasion. Rolla Rare Coin is now closed, so they welcome all past and current customers to make that short drive to Ken's Coins on Highway 28 in Owensville, next to the post office, or call them at 573-437-7498.
More. I want more. I need more.
Well, with Hartley's Climate Control, more is what you get with their Get More Sales event. More comfort, more whatever you want with their American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Ranked number one in durability, consistent comfort, cleaner air, and great customer service. Buy now and take advantage of instant rebates. Up to $1,100 or 0% APR for 60 months. So get more and have more to spend on bigger things you want with Hartley's Climate Control Get More Sales event. Financing through Wells Fargo for approved customers only.
Hey, follow me at DaveWeinbaum.com, on Twitter at TheDaveWeinbaum, and on Facebook.
You do have a Department of Justice with women and men who have dedicated their careers to the enforcement of the law, and you have 94 U.S. attorney's offices. So while I love Jimmy Jordan, and he's a three-time NCAA wrestling champion, so I don't like disagreeing with him. And he is a very good friend. But what I would say to Jimmy and all my other friends is special counsel is when there's a conflict of interest with the Department of Justice or all 94 U.S. attorneys. I think we all think factual predicates should be investigated if there's a basis to do so. Whether that's done by special counsel or the Department of Justice really is of no consequence to me.
See, I disagree entirely with Gowdy. If Mueller is investigating Russian collusion, that doesn't he have to investigate all of it? Well, here's the reason why he doesn't. Because the DOJ guidance says there has to be a crime to be investigated, to appoint a special prosecutor. There's no crime been committed by the Trump Organization, and they don't have any evidence of it over a year into the election. All right? So this is, you know, he's strictly a liberal Hillary supporter, and he has investigated the Hillary situation. He has asked Trump for a job as the FBI director, and I'm saying to you, that's a fix right there. What he's trying to do is cover his own tuchus and those around him like Comey and Rosenstein. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I hope you've held. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, next. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave, Ron from Davisville.
Hi, Ron. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I think you might have to hire a Snerdly.
You know, I was just thinking about that, too. I mean, we don't have a call. I got Lee, you know, but, you know, that's not really, what can I tell you about that? No, Lee doesn't have the ability, or we don't have the equipment to do that, to put people on hold. So, but it's a good point. Excellent point. You know, come on. It's a political show. I don't want to, it's not a long show. I don't have the time to talk about a restaurant receipt that you may or may not have gotten from a business. All right. Thank you so much. Thanks. Thank you. I'm going to talk about this all day. This is ridiculous. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. What did I took you off with today?
You didn't take me off.
Thank you.
No, not today. Not today. Did good so far. So far, so good.
Okay.
But did you hear of Peggy Hubbard before?
Who?
Peggy Hubbard.
Doesn't ring a bell.
She's a former MP, and she has her blog on Facebook. You ought to have her on every now and then.
Okay, well, send me your information. I'm on Facebook. Are we friends on Facebook?
No, but I should, shouldn't I?
Well, you should. Of course you should. Now I'm making fun of her German accent. This is wrong.
Why?
I shouldn't make fun of you.
No, you can make fun of
me. No, I don't want to do that. Listen, I got to go. Thank you so much for the advice. Get me that information, okay? Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I hope I know who this is.
Hey, Dave. This is Cheryl.
Thank God. Oh, my God. These callers were eviscerating me.
Oh, no.
It's terrible. It's like you getting picked on in Facebook. Oh. Ladies, all right, I got to give you the official introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a special treat. Weinbaum favorite media goddess, online editor of the Washington Times and Fox News contributor, Cheryl Chumley. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dave. How about you?
Lee, you want to say hello to Cheryl? You never get to talk to her in person.
I'm a big fan. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, nice to hear your voice.
Yes.
I had two tapes I was going to play, but I didn't get the time to do it. There's this black professor that appeared on the Tucker Carlson show, which I think I sent to you. I might have or might not have. And he's telling his kids not to be friends with white people. What's this all about?
Yeah, this is what's called racism.
Yeah.
As the left likes to put it, it's just good advice from the Democratic Party against Republicans. You know, the left loves to paint Republicans as if they're all racist, all misogynist, all discriminatory and so forth. But it's a curious double standard when you consider, senators like Byrd in West Virginia and his KKK roots.
Well, you know, it just seems so odd that he does not realize that he's doing the same thing as the Ku Klux Klan. It's just really weird that happens. And you look at the, he says, well, you got to have somebody that's going to stand up for you in when times are bad. And you know, I grew up with black kids. I played football. I wrestled with them, and friends with them on off. And you know what? I would come to their defense when they needed it, but also I tell them when they were full of crap. And nobody, you know, the white guys who say that take a risk, but I don't care. I don't care, and I think that's the way it ought to be. It ought to be you tell the truth and you stand up for your friends. But you tell the truth to them, don't you?
I agree, Dave. It's just part and parcel of this really ugly messaging that's mostly coming from the left, that it's disingenuous to think that black people or other minorities can be racist as well as white people.
Yeah.
And you know, it just undercuts the whole fight against racism. I think we can all agree, except racists, of course, that racism is ugly and it should be rooted out. But we can't finger point one group over another as being more responsible than another. That's counter to fighting the racism, and that's a battle that we should be united.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it appears that Judge Moore is digging in. You said he should drop out. Yet nothing has been proven. Why not let Alabama voters decide?
Well, they will decide. I mean, that's the obvious, and I've taken a lot of heat for my opinion, which has been slow in coming because I've been a Roy Moore supporter on the primary, and it was only just recently when yet some more groups of accusers came forward that my Christian sensibilities, which come before my conservative views, became too offended, and I opined that it's time Moore step aside, based on a pragmatic, approach that he's not going to be able to be effective. And I've been roundly criticized on Facebook, which, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, the Alabama voters will decide this, but it doesn't mean that American taxpayers who would pay his salary can't weigh in with their own opinions.
Well, here are some of my Jewish values. A man is innocent until proven guilty. And all of a sudden, you don't find it suspicious that these gals, what are there, 10 of them now, all came out just like now, after 38 years, after he was in a primary with the Republican, nobody said anything about this, and all of a sudden, you've got 10 of these women out there? I mean, don't you find that just a tad bit suspicious?
Perhaps, yes, I do. Just like, I think that's a feasible point to make, but my argument about Moore needing to step down now is based on pragmatic outlook of the situation. He's lost the support on Capitol Hill of many in his own party, including Ted Cruz, whose view I do admire and respect quite frequently. And I just don't see that he's going to be an effective senator. I think he's going to be a huge distraction. And that's not necessarily reason for him to step aside. You can argue that I'm wrong on that point. I'm just giving you my personal viewpoint that Moore's particular situation, his particular story, has reached the level in my Christian sensibilities that I think he should step down.
So even if it's a lie, as long as there's a lot more people that say it, if he, you're counting on that to be the, I mean, how many women came out against Donald Trump and we were for him?
Yeah, but in Moore's situation, there's a minor involved, and that's different from Trump's situation where, you know, his is more dealing with adult women, and, you know, I know that's a thin line, but when you're talking about children and you're talking about minor age girls, I just think that those are shadows that's going to be cast.
And I would agree with you if that was proven. If that was proven, I'd be all for it. Drop out. But I, you know, once again, it's not proven. I'm not willing to step forward and say that, because this is the liberal playbook from way back. And if we step down every time somebody accuses somebody of something or yell at them to step down because 10 of them come out and say something, we'll never have a viable candidate unless somebody's willing to stand up to it.
Well, and I would say 95% of people on my Facebook page would agree with you.
Yeah, but I'm not nasty, am I?
No, you're not.
Thank you. That's,
you know, I don't care if people disagree. And
yes, I agree. I saw your message on that, and there's no reason for people to do that. I would absolutely agree with you. You bastards on Facebook, don't you bother my friend Cheryl like that. You disagree, but do it like a sane person, okay? Anyways, let's move on from that. But oh well, not really. I want to ask you about should Al Franken now resign? There's absolute proof now that Al Franken molested this woman while she was asleep, and according to her, he forced a French kiss upon her that was disgusting to her, a married woman, when they were on a USO tour. Shouldn't he step down like immediately?
Yeah. And I put a piece up today saying his days are numbered. And let's go a little deeper. Let's go a little farther. Mm-hmm. I put a piece up this week about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And all the seedy, you know, things that he has out there floating on video. I don't think he should be in politics. I don't think Anthony Weiner is a victim for what he's done. You know, I just think it's a case-by-case situation, and I think there's a danger with making a blatant random call for everybody accused by one person to step down, because we would never have anybody serve. But there are certain instances where I can say I think these people don't belong in public office.
And then you've got Ted Kennedy, who served 41 years in the Senate after the death of Mary Jo Kopechne, which he was responsible for. I don't want to say he murdered her, but he was responsible. He drove off a bridge and didn't come back to help her.
Absolutely right. And the voters put him back in office decades. And when he died, you know, not just Capitol Hill, but Democrats and even Republicans around the nation came out and talked about what a great man he was. I found that abhorrent, and I still do.
And Bubba, you know, Bubba and Kennedy, they have buildings named after them, Ted Kennedy, and they have statues. Should someone pull down those statues?
You know what? There's a good case for that. I mean, if we're pulling down statues of Robert E. Lee, why should Bill Clinton or other so-called notable politicians have their names affixed to buildings if they have pasts that involve such shady dealings?
All right, well, let's move on from that. Should there be a second prosecutor now that more crimes have been exposed by Mueller, and that he was involved in the actual investigation of these? And they were all involved, including Comey and McCabe. What's going on with that? Shouldn't there be a second, you know, you have said Sessions is really, you know, he's doing stuff that's good. And maybe he is. He's getting rid of the MS group and all that, the hoodlums from South America. But where is he on the second prosecutor? Why isn't he all over this?
Well, he is being a little bit overly reluctant on this. I certainly think we could use a separate set of eyes looking into these allegations that have gone on for far longer than the Russia collusion charges that have been slung at President Trump. And I do think Congress should step in and hold more hearings on this matter. And I don't see anything wrong with appointing a special prosecutor to look at these.
And give us a little update on Charles Krauthammer, which you were nice enough to send me yesterday.
Well, apparently he's still in the hospital recovering from, I'm not sure about the nature of his ailments, but from some serious medical issues. He's been out of pocket for, 12 weeks now? He hasn't been seen or heard of. But he's maintained that he will be back soon in the public eye.
You know, he energizes me in that I like to, when I have my column on the Jewish World Review, where you also appear, a lot more often than I am, but you have more energy. You're a young woman, you know. And so I like it when, on occasion, they put my column with a little flashy star or something like that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have one. I just love that, you know.
It's a take that, Charles.
I know. It's a small victory for a small man. I realize that. Okay, now you did a bit about Goodell asking for 49.5. That's the NFL commissioner, in case you're from Branson, $49.5 million a year for life, and some other demands that he had. Like a private jet and full health care for his family for life. Now, I just want you to know that I want you to listen later in the show for break four, because we have found out some other demands that he put on the NFL owners. So I want you to do that, okay?
All right.
And finally, you know, one of the, we've got all these sexual assaults cases coming out against Moore and this, and I know you'll feel a lot of empathy for this one. You know, during the movie Castaway, the most famous volleyball in the world, Wilson, accused Tom Hanks of touching him. Oh, I can barely get it out. Oh, Cheryl Chumley, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Cheryl. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, Dave. You as well.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right, we're going to take a break right now, and then I want your phone calls at 573-364-0800. I don't want to hear anything about receipts, okay? Yeah, that's being nasty, isn't it? But, you know, come on. Anyways, the number of the show is 573-364-0800 or
*KTTR.
All right, this is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 98.7 FM.
To all who've asked when McRib is coming back, you've hashtagged about your hunger and posted your passion 29,000 times. You blogged, vlogged, gift, or gift about your cravings. You even throw back Thursday to that time you had McRib with your cousin and it was glorious. And now it's time to eat one. Then post a picture of it.
McRib is back with tender pork, tangy barbecue sauce, onions, and pickles. Get two mouth-watering McRib sandwiches for just $5. Single item at regular price. Limited time at participating restaurants. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Cox Brothers Service Company, located in St. James, is there when you need them. Cox Brothers staff is focused on delivering professional restaurant and refrigeration equipment, services, and installation to the local service areas and beyond. Keep your business running right with the professionals at Cox Brothers Service Company. Give them a call at 573-368-4083. And as always, they thank you for your continued support and patronage.
Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-5000. When it comes to investing, here's something to think about. First, are you satisfied with results? Has your advisor taken the time to learn your investment objectives and devised a plan for achieving them? If you answered no to any of those questions, it's time to call St. Louis money manager Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. You'll quickly see the difference. They take the time to get to know you, learn your goals, and what's appropriate for you. Call Lindbergh Capital Management today at 314-416-0055.
owner Gary Builder of Lucas Wine and Spirits, on why they are the place to shop.
Well, for 15 years, we have worked hard on our wine department. We have the best selection of Napa, Washington State, and Oregon wines in the state of Missouri.
From the novice to the know-it-all.
I mean, this is where people come that are serious shoppers. They know that all they need is one location. See our new store at 15678 Manchester.
Or online at LucasLiquorSTL.com.
Come see the professionals at Brown Vet Clinic of Rolla, where they promise to place your pet's health and wellness above all considerations. They communicate openly with you about the individual preventative needs of your pet and help protect them from common infectious and contagious diseases while using the best available methods, no matter how big or small the animal. The staff is there to help you 24/7 and will get you an appointment as quickly as possible. Give Brown Vet Clinic a call today for all your animal needs. 364-1919.
Hey folks, this is Vance from the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center, and it's time for you to get some more training. Constitutional carry is the law of the land, but what does that really mean? Our advanced CCW course covers what's changed in the law since the start of 2017 and teaches you how to shoot defensively. So join Center Mass Holsters and the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center for some advanced CCW training. Register at bowandbarrelsports.com and we'll see you on the range.
First, GQ made Colin Kaepernick Citizen of the Year for obviously taking the knee. He got the press, but he drove NFL viewers away. GQ seems poised to copy him. Then there's Glamour. Glamour naming Linda Sarsour as one of their Women of the Year. Sarsour champions Sharia law and once brutally mocked women brave enough to challenge it, including a victim of female genital mutilation. How is that pro-women? Who's doing Glamour's research, Hamas? So why would editors make such choices? Well, they're not just expressing admiration. They're desperate to publicly express their own moral correctness, elevating their position among their liberal peers.
Back on the Dave Weinbaum Show, thanks for waiting, caller. Heather, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Art down in Edgar Springs.
Hey, Art, thanks for holding. What's up?
Yeah, I want to make a couple different points. The first one is, you know, this whole don't be friends with white people.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting how people love to throw racism into the game. But let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, that the KKK, Planned Parenthood, and such organizations like this were created by Democrats. So you Democrats out there, before you start trying to throw out that racist card, just think about who you idolize in your history. You want to talk about tearing down monuments to famous people? How about we start working on some of your favorite people? And secondly, this whole thing, you know, the special counsel and all this other, mm-hmm. and all this coming out. He raped me. He did this. He did that. This is coming from someone who was sexually abused as a child. I was molested brutally at the age of 11 years old. And even with the threats that were levied against me, if I told anybody, I still went and told somebody. I didn't hide for fear of what they might do to mommy. I went to mommy and I told mommy what was going on and I got my justice. You want to wait 30, 40 years? You can't prove jack squat. And these people out there that are talking about, well, he signed her yearbook. No, he did not, because that little slash DA that follows his name in the yearbook, that was the initials of his assistant. She signed it for him. He wasn't even present. So don't even try to play that game. And until they want to start talking about special counsels and investigations and everything else, when you decide that you are willing to take up the guts to investigate Bill Clinton and his sexual misconduct and the criminal behaviors of the Clinton crime family going all the way back to Mena, Arkansas and the days of his governorship, until you're ready to do a real investigation into a real criminal crime family, I don't want to hear jack squat about special counsel.
All righty then. Holy cow. Art from downtown, I'm very sorry about what happened in your youth. And that was a great little screed by him, wasn't it? Great little rant, and he made
a lot
of sense.
Well done.
Well done, Art. All righty. Yeah. Maybe we should have an award or something like that for the best caller of the day. You know, give him a little something.
He'd be the first one, wouldn't it?
Doolittle? I don't think so. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jason from Bland.
Hi, Jason. What's up, man?
Oh, hey, I got a question for you. What thing I don't understand about the whole Roy Moore thing is that where are all the women from the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s that he molested then? I'm just saying, how did he all of a sudden stop from doing that?
Yeah, it's an amazing recovery, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like...
See, that's why I'm a little cynical about this. And, you know, Cheryl's not, and a lot of people disagree with her, and I respectfully disagree with her, too. I mean, how does this happen in a little period of time, first of all, that these alleged things happened, and second of all, how do they all come out at the same time? Why didn't they come out like 10, 15, 20 years ago, space them out a little bit? Because it makes it all so suspicious, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just like, you know, he's, you know, supposed to be a Christian and everything like that. And it's just like, well, how can you stand up today if he is reformed? I'm making an assumption there, but that how can you stand up with good conscience and deny all this and say nothing happened? And where is everybody else at? I mean, because people don't stop. If they're a sexual predator, they're going to be a sexual predator probably for life unless they change.
I'd like to know what the miracle was that changed the guy, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be something else, wouldn't it? All right, hey, thanks a lot you made a good point. I appreciate that. You know, and I was thinking about this. Ted Cruz said that Moore should drop out of the race. Well, how many times did he say that to Donald Trump? Even after he won, he was a no-Trumper, wasn't he? He went to the convention as a no-Trumper. So don't give me that Ted Cruz, an honorable guy. He dissed Trump at the convention when he won. So I don't know. This is a bunch of garbage. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chris. I'm in Rolla.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, check this out. Art, man, that dude is right on the money right there. I mean, he knows his stuff. I actually know him. He's like really cool. He's very well researched.
But, and you know what he is? He's passionate about what he's saying.
He is.
That
he
comes
is.
Through.
He really is. You talk to him face to face, and you know he means what he says, and he truly believes it. And he can back up everything he says with documentation. That's the thing about him.
Yeah.
But here's something. He pointed out to me the other day. He and I were talking about this this Roy Moore guy.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it, and I said, well, according to the girl, he supposedly locked the car door and she couldn't get out and escape. And he looked me straight in the face and he said, well, okay, that would indicate that there were child safety locks on the doors of the car. Now, this could not be possible, and this is where we know for a fact the girl lied, because child safety locks on car vehicles didn't even come into play until like 1983 when they were first introduced and first installed in cars. This girl claims that this happened in the 1978. Well, that's 5 years before.
You know what this reminds me of? What's the movie with Joe Pesci and the gal, the Italian gal, I forget her name, when they did this trial for his nephew's
Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, my cousin Vinny. That's exactly what this was, right?
Yeah.
That's great, great. That's a great point.
That kind of eliminates
that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you're right, I don't know whether you're right or not. I'm just assuming at the point that if you're right, that eliminates her, too.
Well, no, we actually went online. We actually went and we did the research. When were child safety locks first introduced?
Well, you know what? I want you to put that stuff out there because... You know, it's not that I love Judge Moore that much, but, you know, I hate to see this stuff happen where there's no proof and all of a sudden you got all these women out there. And Donald Trump should be especially sensitive to that. You notice he's not saying very much because he was accused of a bunch of stuff he said he didn't do and they had no proof.
Well, this is what they do. They want to take the attention off themselves, so they start blaming, you know, they start blaming everybody else in their brother. So she'll look at everybody else.
You know what all? You know what Judge Moore needs to do? All he needs to do is change parties, and he'll be safe.
Yeah.
They'll all accept him there.
You know, now they're going after George W., you know. They're going after George H.W.
Yeah, I heard, yeah.
No. Yeah. Anyway, I was a little late on that one, you know.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate it. I got to get going here. I got stuff to do. And we got another interview coming up about 10 o'clock, so we're going to take another break. Thank you so much for listening to the Dave Weinbaum Show, and I appreciate all the callers, all the passionate callers I got. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTHR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
Every business needs just the right sign to get people into your business. Missouri Neon Outdoor is here to help. Missouri Neon Outdoor has been family-owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. Outdoor advertising remains one of the most cost-effective ways for businesses to build awareness and drive customers to their door. And they offer billboard coverage in over 25 counties in Southwest Missouri. Missouri Neon Outdoor has an expert creative staff that can design a great look for you. Call today for available locations in your area. 1-800-788-1778.
Who let the dogs out? Shadowwood Pet Resort. But Ralphie tells me only on their supervised nature trails, and it's back to their warm and comfy condos with food, water, and treats for any length stay. And they separate dogs by size. Now a condo for cats in a different room. Great assortment of food, toys, collars, and bowls. Tell them Ralphie sent you and get a free treat. 368-4866. That's 573-368-4866. 11420 Cedar Grove, where your pets might be having a better time than you.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
More. I want more. I need more.
Well, with Hartley's Climate Control, more is what you get with their Get More Sales event. More comfort. More whatever you want with their American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Ranked number one in durability, consistent comfort, cleaner air, and great customer service. Buy now and take advantage of instant rebates. Up to $1,100 or 0% APR for 60 months. So get more and have more to spend on bigger things you want with Hartley's Climate Control Get More Sales event. Financing through Wells Fargo for approved customers only.
Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
Are you going crazy arranging trips online, looking for the perfect romantic or family getaway? How about an anniversary, getting married, engaged, or just seeking some fun? Clueless about passports and visas? Trips and More is a place to go. Get personal service with no extra fees for the lowest price adventures. Trips and More Travel Agency, 8th and Pine in Rolla, 573-341-3300, where your vacation is our business.
The Akar Real Estate sign in the yard is your first step to sold. Whether buying or selling, put the best team of realtors to work for you. Akar Real Estate is the top-selling real estate agency in four counties. They work diligently to make your real estate transactions happen. Independently owned and operated for over 12 years by Dalek Akar, broker owner. When you want results that move you, call the professionals at Akar Real Estate at 368-SELL. That's Akar Real Estate at 368-7355.
Sales results obtained from Maris Incorporated.
Hey, follow me at DaveWeinbaum.com, on Twitter at TheDaveWeinbaum, and on Facebook. Okay, that was Rocket Man. I don't want to play that because, you know what, I think I got my next interview on. I think. All right. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
It's Drew, right?
It's Drew. You got it.
Oh, hey, ladies and gentlemen, former CIA terror expert, and more than 30 tours of the Mideast. Wow. Drew Berquist. Drew, you doing okay, buddy?
Doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Super. Thanks for calling. Right on time, too. Hey, Kaepernick, Citizen of the Year, according to GQ. Would you have voted for him?
Oh, my gosh, no. I'm not a reader of GQ magazine, never was, certainly never will be now. But I can say that they've strayed pretty far from their mission, at least of what they started as a magazine, decades and decades ago to now getting into the whole social justice warrior thing. So pretty disappointing.
Are you following this Goodell versus Jones deal, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys?
You know, I was just reading some more about it this morning. I'm no expert on it. I follow the NFL very closely, but it's going to be interesting. The battle, certainly a heavyweight like Jerry and Goodell. And I think it's also pretty remarkable the contract that Roger's been asking for.
Yeah, 49. We're gonna do the next bit, which is bit four. We're gonna actually show. He's demanding $49.5 million a year for life. Okay. He's demanding a private jet. Meanwhile, the NFL is going into the toilet. What's going on? Is he living in a surreal world? Is it the same world we're living in?
I don't know what world I'm living in anymore. I wake up every day and you see the things like Kaepernick and everything that's going on the Hill. And I really do feel like we're in a bizarro place. It's not the world that we all grew up in and knew to grow and love. It's pretty strange to think that he has the gall, and I actually bumped into him a couple of weeks ago in Minneapolis when I was there for a Vikings game, and he seemed nice enough. Of course, he doesn't care who I am, but to have the gall.
You, a white man, bumped into Colin Kaepernick? How dare you?
To Goodell.
Goodell. Okay.
Yeah, to Goodell.
Sorry.
But it's pretty interesting that he... that he has the gall with how things are going to demand such a ridiculous salary. And the plane for life thing is icing on the cake. Who do you think you are?
Well, all the other NFL owners are actually wanting to do this or negotiate with him at least. And Jerry Jones is the only one saying, I don't want to talk to this guy. And now he risks being thrown out of the league.
He's going to get a heck of a deal.
My goodness.
I can guarantee you.
This is they're destroying their sport. I mean, Green Bay Packers versus Chicago Bears. That's the oldest rivalry in sports, in the American sports anyways. And they drew 50% at Soldier Field in Chicago. I can tell you as a Chicago fan, we've seen a lot of bad Chicago teams. But when Green Bay shows up, it doesn't matter. They pack the stadium, and you can't get a ticket.
Exactly. Well, and even if Green Bay doesn't show up, the Chicago fan base is great, and you still go to a Bears game.
Look how many years they supported the Chicago Cubs, for goodness sakes, without winning a championship.
Exactly.
And now they're all mad again because, you know what, they didn't win this year. They started a new streak. Hey, knowing what we know now, should Hillary, Bill, and the Obama administration be investigated by another special prosecutor? What are your thoughts?
I think so. And look, I'm no expert on every detail of Uranium One and everything the Clinton Foundation's done. I certainly know a good amount, but I read the same stuff that you guys do. But I think, in looking at the Justice Department and kind of the intelligence community and law enforcement community writ large over the last 8 years, and we've talked about this a little bit before, the ways that politics have seeped into those buildings has been very unfortunate and should not be happening. So that occurred, and what's happened in the process of that is many of these agencies, FBI included, have lost their credibility, and people aren't making the effort to do it. They don't believe in these organizations anymore because you've had issues like Hillary before during the election. Hillary, they found numerous reasons why she should be prosecuted. Numerous things that she did that I would have lost my job in a heartbeat if not gone to prison. Certainly not been allowed to continue running for president. So I think from a credibility standpoint alone, we need to change the conversation to, hey, the precedent isn't set anymore on what it was these past 8 years, where you can do something completely and totally illegally and wrong and get away with it. It needs to go back to, hey, you break the law, and you're going to pay the piper. And that's, so I'm all for it. I know that, you know, Attorney General Sessions is saying, you know, it may or may not happen because, you know, I know Jim Jordan was saying, well, it looks like this, and Sessions came back and said, well, looks like isn't enough. But I think from, a credibility standpoint, you've got to go out there and at least show the American people that you're working on this, or no one's going to trust you ever.
Well, if you commit the crimes like she does, which puts guys like you in harm's way, being a CIA guy that might be stationed overseas secretly,
right?
Then how do you excuse this? How do you not do something? On the other hand, Hillary says, well, this is what third world countries do. They investigate the last administration, which is a point to be made. But still, if you're committing these serious crimes, and we know she committed crimes because Jim Comey said as much. We know it. He defined
absolutely
the laws that she broke and said there was no intent. Well, guess what? When you blow up your computers and you bleach bit them and you take a sledgehammer to your cell phones, that is intent. Yeah. That's proof of intent, isn't it?
100%.
There you go.
100%. It's the most incriminating thing. So, you know, it just shows that there, you know, and I think, you know, obviously people now know this, but it just shows, again, the 11, I don't want to harp on this, but the level of politicization that occurs there, you know, it is a one-sided process, and it's gone increasingly more so that way over time. You know, I know that the agency has gotten a lot more liberal. I'm hoping that under Pompeo that it's getting corrected, but you know, the culture has changed in all these organizations a great deal, and there's a lot of you know, gotcha type moments going on, not even on the national level, where people just are trying to ensure that their way, the left's way, is the only way.
All right. So Judge Moore drop out?
Should he?
Should he drop out?
You know, I don't know. I've gone back and forth on this. Look, certainly if these are legit claims.
Well, they're never going to be proven legit unless they have some proof like they had with Al Franken.
Exactly. So my personal side is look, I don't want to lose that seat. I also don't want to have that seat with the wrong person. I'd love a scenario where another special election could occur. I don't think that's likely.
Not going to happen.
I think until something comes out that's crystal clear, he shouldn't. That said, you know, some of the polls, which I don't trust anymore anyway, as no one should, certainly aren't in his favor. But I think bottom line, you stick it out until you can see.
Look at what they did to Trump. They had that the thing on the bus where he said he, you know, grabbed women by their you know whats, and that was devastating. That was just like a month before the election, and all the polls dropped.
Yep.
And Steve Bannon said, he told him, he says, Mr. President or Mr. Trump, I'm telling you right now. This is right after it happened. I'm telling you right now, you are going to win this, and it's not even going to be close, and he was right. How he knew that, I don't know. But still, he was right.
Exactly. Well, so, definitely the soup du jour these days to come out and talk about these. And, again, that's not to say that it's right if people have done it. It's obviously not. But this is the tactic that they're using. So it's hard to say. I mean, the way that the Republicans have caved and just already said that they're not going to support him no matter what just shows you know how much influence this kind of stuff has this day. And I mean, you look at Drudge Report, the whole middle section lately has been about, you know, just different sexual assault claims. It's running rampant. So you know, I think there's no easy answer to it. I hope that he can win, and I hope that he can be vindicated, and it's not real. But I think
I hope if he's going to win, that he's going to you know, act like he ought to act, not like these other Republicans. For goodness sakes, if he, I said at the last interview with Cheryl Trumley, I says, you know what, the way this guy could fix everything is just become a Democrat, then he'd be okay.
Exactly. Then you can do whatever you want. It's going to be interesting to see if
Did you hear about the beaver who was voted out of the stream?
I didn't.
Yeah, he didn't give a damn. Joe Berquist, ladies and gentlemen. You got anything for me? No. Tell Brandon to write you some jokes.
You've probably heard it. It's not really that funny, but
go ahead. No. Go ahead.
Pretty clever. Someone said to me the other day, and they said this is an old joke. So again, I'm not new on this, but they said, why do Democrats always have fresh breath?
Why?
The entitlements.
The entitlements.
Say false flat. False flat.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Hey, you know what? I've done stand-up comedy, and believe me, with the same material, I'd go up on stage and I'd kill, and the next night I'd go up and same stuff, and I'd die. Okay? So, you know, you got to keep trying, that's all. That's right.
What?
Four jokes a minute. That's Joan Rivers said, four jokes a minute. If one or two of them fail, nobody will know. Anyways, thank you so much, Drew Berquist, former CIA terror expert. You have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
Thanks, buddy. All right. We're back on the Dave Weinbaum Show. I want to mention a few things. First of all, happy Thanksgiving coming up. Thanksgiving is next Thursday, isn't it?
That's right, Dave.
Oh, I didn't know. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to thank Tex out there in Texas pushing the show. And Major Victor Bravo, all the way out of Texas as well. Pia the Alien from India and Adelson from Brazil, who are pushing the show. A lot of people listening to us overseas. Okay, and also Candace and her friend or fiance or husband, I don't know, Kevin, thank you for pushing the show. I do appreciate it. Hey, Lucas Liquors, you want to get your holiday booze and, your spirits and your wines and your anything. I mean, God, bourbon, and he's got everything. He's got the best beer department in the state, according to some publication. I don't know what it is. But I did business with him for 5 years before I asked him to be a sponsor. And it's because I loved it. It was just great. They got people know what they're talking about. They know all this stuff. It's fun, and you'll save a lot. Go up there. It's on Manchester in St. Louis or Ellisville. Just look it up on the Internet, all right, and get the address, okay? All righty. So I'll tell you what. I want to do this commercial, and then we'll be pretty much unfettered. I don't see replaying the Tucker Carlson with the black professor thing about his kids shouldn't be friends with white kids. I just don't see it. I'd rather do – I've got a lot of stuff here, and I want to take the calls, all right? So I'm making a – see, this is what you do when you're a producer, okay? Of course, you don't do it out loud generally, but I don't know what I should say and shouldn't say, quite frankly, so I'm just saying how I'm relaying to you my thought process and how I'm editing my own show as I go. Anyways, I want you to hear this because Roger Goodell didn't just ask for what we told you, the salary and the plane and the health care. There was more stuff, and we found out about it, all right? Actually, we got this from ESPN. So listen in after the break, and listen to the bit that we've got after that. You're going to learn something. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
We live in the country, and our gravel driveway is always washing out. After every rain, we'd have ruts, bumps, and a guest would complain about muddy shoes walking to the house. Well, it took just one call to Melrose Asphalt to solve those problems for good. For a free estimate, give a call to Melrose Asphalt for paving, sealing, and even quarry products and find out how easy and economical it could be. Give Melrose Asphalt a call at 364-9101, 364-9101.
Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical has a large selection of unique home health aids and equipment to make life just a little more comfortable for you and your loved ones. They make it easy for you by helping you select these items from their showroom and also through a catalog. At Hillcrest, you can find hospital beds, commodes, ostomy supplies, catheters, diabetic supplies, blood pressure monitors, wheelchairs, walkers, crutches, canes, and so much more. Let Hillcrest bill Medicare and Medicaid for you. That's Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical, 1100 South Bishop, Highway 63 in Rolla. Their service shows they care.
GM Certified Service. What does that mean? It means when you schedule an appointment, your vehicle will be repaired or serviced right the first time. It means no matter the make or model, foreign or domestic, you will have someone expertly trained to make sure your vehicle is in top running order. It also means you get the little things like a drive-through service lane to keep you out of the elements, free coffee and Wi-Fi while you wait, and Saturday service too. Find new roads to see service manager Jerry Meany and his expert certified crew of technicians and advisors at Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla.
Hi, this is Sarah Weinbaum, massage therapist at Lavish Day Spa, formerly known as Terra Day Spa. Come visit me at our all-new location on North Bishop next to Steak and Shake. Come take your stress and worries away with our full-service salon and day spa, featuring discounts on Dermalogica and other skincare items offered with a purchase of a facial. New location, same number, 364-0905. Come sail away at Lavish Day Spa in Rolla.
Whether you're the casual collector or a solid investor, come see Ken's Coins in Owensville, and they will treat you right. At Ken's Coins, they buy and sell collector coins, gold and silver coins, bullion and scrap gold and silver. Looking for that perfect piece of jewelry for that special someone? Ken's Coins also sells gold and silver jewelry for any occasion. Rolla Rare Coin is now closed, so they welcome all past and current customers to make that short drive to Ken's Coins on Highway 28 in Owensville, next to the post office, or call them at 573-437-7498.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hey folks, this is Vance from the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center, and it's time for you to get some more training. Constitutional carry is the law of the land, but what does that really mean? Our advanced CCW course covers what's changed in the law since the start of 2017 and teaches you how to shoot defensively. So join Center Mass Holsters and the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center for some advanced CCW training. Register at bowandbarrelsports.com and we'll see you on the range.
From ESPN Sports Center, more details on Roger Goodell's contract with the NFL. As previously reported, Goodell demanded a raise to $49.5 million for life annually. Plus, he demanded a private jet. We now found out that Goodell has these other demands. An end of the world clause. World ends, he still gets paid. He wants a special team of the best NFL kneelers assigned to give him weekly manicures, pedicures, and just general worshiping him. A lifetime supply of chapstick to be used for kissing the NFL players' union's butts. 41 weeks of vacation per year and 70 paid sick days. And a rotating crew of cheerleaders to assist him in bathing. And let's not forget...
Wipers!
What do you know from funny, you
wipers? Come on. To me, that's funny. You may not have liked it, but, you know, get over it, will you? It could be windshield wipers for all you know. Anyways, you want to call the show? I'm unfettered now. I'm free, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
I'm almost to the second page of my notes, which have disappeared all of a sudden. There they are. All right, so back on the show, and you can call me. By the way, there's also Stallone has been accused by a gal back in the 80s of pretty much basically having sex with her and then forcing her to have sex with his bodyguard or whatever he is. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Dave from Salem.
Hi, Dave. What's up?
Hey, I was wondering, has anybody done any research to figure out all these mass shootings? I kind of think these guys are all liberal Democrats that's doing all this shooting.
There's been a remarkable amount of them that are. Remarkable. Yes.
And, you know, the Democrats are all calling for gun control.
Yeah.
Very simple. Don't give a Democrat a gun.
Okay, that's cute. That's a cute one. I like that. All right, thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate the call and the little quip at the end. Heather, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jimmy from Doolittle.
Yeah, hi, Jimmy. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to say one thing, and that is there is no doubt about this. Make no mistake. This whole thing about Judge Roy Moore was set up to go after President Trump. They, at the very end of the last year's election, I got a bunch of these trollops together to go ahead and go after him,
yeah.
And it wasn't working, so they let it go. Now they're trying to reintroduce the sanctity of the woman coming forward. She should be believed. And they're after Trump. They're going to bring those same trollops back, and they're going to go after them after they do more.
Well, you know, I would agree with most of that, except that Trump did not back Moore. Trump backed the other guy in the primary. I forget what his name was. And he lost. Trump actually lost. And he agreed on that particular candidate with Mitch McConnell. Now, Mitch McConnell's all over Judge Moore to resign, to drop out. So, if I was Moore and I was innocent, you know what? I wouldn't let anybody push me out. I'd stay in there and let the voters of Alabama decide. And I wouldn't believe the polls either.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's clearly, as they start investigating these people, they find out one of the ladies was a Clinton supporter, and one of them had real problems with, quote-unquote, that yearbook, having it signed DA instead of DDA, which is a major problem. It just looks screwy. And you can get a bunch of people to say anything if you offer them money.
Exactly.
And I see this as just the perfect Democratic way to take somebody down.
It stinks of a setup. And that's what I was trying to tell my friend Cheryl Chumley. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I don't care if they had 100 of them or 1,000. Okay, fine. Let's see some proof. Let's see some proof of even one. Then we can talk. Okay? All right. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. You want to call the show and be a star like everyone else has. And we've had a lot of callers so far today, Lee, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's been a busy day.
Been passionate, too. I like that. I like when people are passionate about stuff.
Mm.
All right? The number is 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Whoopsie. Well, you had another one there, Lee. I know.
Oh, no. I'm doing it right, Dave.
There's another one, Lee.
Okay. There's one now. Okay.
Jeez, God. Save me, Lord. Yeah. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Gascony County.
Who is this? Is this Eileen?
No.
What's your name, darling?
Sally.
Sally. Okay, what can I do for you?
Okay, are you on the radio right now?
Am I on the video?
Radio, yes.
Oh, radio, yes. I'm on the radio. Yeah. You are on the radio.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for wanting to buy some farm-raised catfish, not for stocking. But
wait a minute. Farm-raised catfish. Let me see what I can do for you. And why don't you do me a favor? Call back in about 20 minutes or so, okay? Mm-hmm. You're on the wrong show.
There you go.
Okay. If you want to call the Dave Weinbaum Show, WEINBAUM, call 573-364-0800. Or as my son says, bomb.
Bomb.
Wine bomb.
Wine bomb.
There you go.
Bomb.
Call me up. Hey, go see my column, which I busted my tuchus to do yesterday morning. It's called Killing Justice. It's on DaveWeinbaum.com, and it'll probably be on Jewish World Review on Monday. So, by the way, phone call, you want to call a show, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
Okay, now I am actually just now getting to the second page. I only have 13 more things to talk about. What? Tax cuts pass. And it's interesting. It's bipartisan support and bipartisan non-support. I mean, a lot of Republicans voted against this. and a lot of Democrats voted for this. It's kind of interesting. It's all mixed up, but it passed. So now it goes to the Senate, where Republicans are showing the same signs of not going through with it in the Senate as they did in the health care. In fact, they look even worse now. But as Stuart Varney of Fox Business News was saying this morning, he says, hey, I don't see how they're not going to do it. Who's going to be the one to tell America that my vote caused you not to have a tax cut? And the middle class to have a tax cut. I mean, now what will happen is if the Republicans can show that they're going to have the vote, if they can only show they're going to have the vote with Republicans only, there'll probably be about five or six Democrats who vote for it too. But if not, no Democrat, in my opinion, will vote for it. Anyways, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim, I'm calling from Bourbon.
Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, here's my deal. You know, we're going through all this baloney up there in Washington, D.C. with all the health care and everything. Let's clean the swamp up. Let's put all our people up there in the big houses on the same insurance we got. Let's get them off the Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal and get them on the same program with that we got. That's what I think about the swamp.
Preaching to the choir. Absolutely right. Thank you so much. All right. Yeah, well, you know, it's not going to happen. But, you know, it's nice to say, but, you know, let's replace these people who go along to get along up there. Hey there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lynn.
Who is this? Oh, Lynn. It's Steelville Lynn. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hi. Hey, good. I'm just wondering what you think about this. You might have even covered this because I joined you late. But, you know, when people are young, they do a lot of stupid things. And this man, this Moore, Judge Moore, probably did something stupid when he's young. But you know what? The Lord forgives us. And for 35 years, he's been married and been an honorable person. Why do they dig up that crap, and why don't they forgive and let people be new people in Christ? I don't get it.
Because he's not a Democrat. Okay? Oh. He's not a Democrat. If he was a Democrat, nobody care. And now that they've focused on this guy, now the Al Franken's of the world got a problem. They don't have any more cover. There's no cover for these people. And the Harvey Weinstein thing? I mean, Hollywood is imploding. Show business in general, which consists of mostly Democrats, is imploding because all these people are coming out left and right. All the Me Toos. A guy looked at me. Pretty soon it's going to be a guy looked at me like he wanted to do something with me. You know, I mean, it's going to be so ridiculous that you're not going to know. I mean, nobody's gonna get married anymore. Nobody's going to want to ask a girl out because she might get offended. Or a girl might not want to ask a guy out because he might get offended. I mean, come on. Now, I agree that a lot of this stuff implies forced sex, and if it has anything to do with children, well, you got to draw the line somewhere.
That's right.
So, but so far they got nothing on Moore other than these stupid allegations. I don't want to say stupid, but they're stupid because nobody said anything for 38 years. Nobody, not one thing has come out in 38 years, and now we're to believe all of a sudden that 10 of them come out at the same time, and it's a complete coincidence?
Can anybody remember back 38 years what you did at a certain time?
It'd be hard.
And people change in their lives. They change. They become new. God forgives our sins and gives us a new start.
Yep. Well,
so, all right, thanks.
Not if you're a politician. Then you got to fight back against this stuff. Hey, thank you. I was going to say Chicago because I know she's from Chicago. Steelville Lynn, you want to call the show, 573-364-0800 or
Star KTTR.
All right, tax cuts. Let's see, where are we? Oh, Roger Goodell's contract. I hope you liked the fourth break. If you didn't, let me know. Or if you did, let me know, too. A Baltimore cop is murdered. The shooting deaths in Baltimore it's like they're trying to catch up to Detroit and Chicago levels, at least percentage-wise. It's not that big of a city, but still, percentage-wise, they're catching up to Chicago levels. And, you know, it was because of it's because of that Freddie Gray deal where the mayor said, well, you know, we have to give them room to cause damage, talking about the rioters. Why? Why would you let somebody destroy your city? The cops are getting stuff thrown at them. They're being accused of murder. They're being accused of, and they're getting stuff thrown at them. They're getting their cars. Now they're getting shot. Baltimore barely has enough cops. I don't think they have enough cops because nobody wants to be a cop there. Would you want to be a cop in Baltimore? You got no, where you got no support from the city, just like Chicago? And look what happens. Yeah, they take over the hoods. That is what Obama did to this country, along with all the other Democrats who put blacks in these little plantations called hoods. And they put them there so they could depend on their vote. You think they want a bunch of blacks getting ahead doing the American dream? Hell no. Because they'll figure it out pretty soon and say, hey, I'm making a lot of money. I don't want to get taxed that much just to support some people that are freeloaders. No. I want my taxes cut. I work my butt off. This is what the American dream is about. And the Democratic Party has shut down the American dream for many, many minorities in this country. And we want that to change. And if you're going to call that racist, let me know. Give me a call because you're full of it. You're full of it. If anything, I'm saying to you that I want blacks to have the same opportunity as I did, that I want blacks to have the same ability to go even better than I did. And a lot of them have, and I know some of them, all right? So, you know, it's just this stuff about, well, if you're a white guy, you must be a racist. You are a white person with this, some kind of advantage. Well, first of all, I'm a Jewish person, too. I've had my share of stuff thrown at me because of that. But you know what? Minuscule as to what I knew I could do. Or I hoped I could do, and I went out and tried it, and sometimes I failed, and sometimes I won. And people, this is an aspirational country. That's why everybody wants to come here. Where would a black guy rather be? If I'm serious, what country would you rather be in? Anywhere in Africa you'd rather be in? How about Europe? You want to be in Europe, where the socialism prevails, or you want to be in this country where in one generation you can go from dirt poor to very wealthy? I mean, give me a break. All right. President Trump had a similar experience to me, and I got a little story about him, too. He said he was tortured because he was in the Philippines and he had to watch CNN. Well, I was in St. Lucia. And that's an island, a Caribbean island, and I had to watch CNN, too. I absolutely agree. Oh, my God, it's painful to watch. It's all about Trump is this and Trump is that. And, I mean, they all got frowns on their faces. They're all, like, miserable. Who wants to watch that crap? Oh, and it's just totally unfair and it's totally ridiculous. I mean, there's hardly any laughter at all. At least when you're watching Fox, they laugh once in a while. And they have liberals on there, okay? So you hear both sides fairly well balanced. And you'll hear both sides on my show, too. Occasionally we get a liberal on the show. Here's the other thing I want to talk about. My tweet was liked this morning by Sebastian Gorka, who was in the Trump administration as a senior advisor, and apparently got fired, but I think he got sent out to go to the press like Bannon did and to give speeches and things like that to support the administration because they both support Trump to the hilt. And then Trump friend and campaign manager, one of them, Tana Gortz, who I had on the show once and interviewed her, now she sent a tweet to the president of the United States, the president of the United States. I'm saying this, and I'm wondering why I'm saying this, but it's true. She is a friend of Donald Trump's, and she's lobbying him to get the president on my show. Wouldn't that be something, huh, Lee? Uh-huh. Yeah, all right. So if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But, you know, I shoot high. Hey, an 8,000-year-old vintage wine is found in Georgia. Not the Georgia in the United States, but the one by Russia. I wonder if the cork is still intact. What do you think, 8,000-year-old wine? And you don't know?
Good question.
I wonder if they had dinosaur tailgating at the time. Hey, they're welcome. Oops, I'm sorry.
Nothing there.
All right, it looks like it's time for me to leave. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to end it right now. Oh, one other thing, just quickly. National Enquirer says J. Edgar Hoover organized the killing of John F. Kennedy. I don't know. National Enquirer has been pretty accurate about a bunch of stuff. This sounds a little far out, but we'll see. Celtics, 14 wins in a row after losing the first two games, a record, and they beat the Warriors last night. All right, that's all I got. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. Have a lot of fun, and eat all the turkey you want to. Just wear expandable pants. All right, that's all I got. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM.